Israel has issued a statement this morning disputing the severity of the casualties, whether there are that many dead.
At least seven people died yesterday afternoon when a dock collapsed at Georgia's Sapelo Island, about 50 miles down the coast from Savannah. The dock was filled with people attending a cultural festival. At the time it came down, the search for victims continues. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The candidates for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin disagree over supporting Ukraine's defense against Russia. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde debated Friday night. Baldwin supports the effort.
If Putin were allowed to run through Ukraine without our backing the Ukrainian troops, who's next? A NATO country? Poland? And that would mean U.S. boots on the ground.
Hovde says he's grown critical of the Ukrainian cause.
Well, I was supportive of Ukraine at first. The amounts of tens of billions of dollars that have gone to Ukraine that are not accountable causes great concern for me.
The race has tightened, and the outcome in Wisconsin could determine the balance of power in the entire U.S. Senate. Senator Baldwin's campaign has claimed, Eric Hovde said, older Americans should not vote. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact check.
A May 25th TV ad falsely claimed Eric Hovde said, quote, most seniors shouldn't vote, unquote, which he never stated. Hovde, running against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin this November, discussed alleged voting irregularities in Wisconsin nursing homes during the 2020 election. He claimed most residents don't have the capacity to vote due to short life expectancy. However, many nursing home residents do vote, often with assistance. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Badgers beat the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with a 23-3 win at Northwestern yesterday. The Badgers had one interception and lost a fumble, and yet the defense held Northwestern to just a field goal. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Yeah, give them credit. I mean, those guys are doing a really good job. They're learning from the mistakes that have happened in the past. They're gaining poise and confidence in what they're doing, and that's what it takes. They got a turnover. They end up driving it down, and you got another red zone stop, which those are so key and critical, especially in tough-fought battles, especially on the road in this league. So give them a lot of credit. They bend a little bit. They had to recover a little bit. You know, quarterback takes off and scrambles. That is always one of those ones. It's a dagger, but you just got to fight yourself to give us another opportunity for another play, and they did a really good job of getting the stop there in the red zone.
The Badgers now 5-2. They won three in a row and host Penn State next week. NBA, the Bucks season opener is Wednesday in Philadelphia. Do they have the weekend off?
No, we're going to practice a lot. Work a lot. Keep working on execution.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies for your Sunday. Southwest winds light and under 10 miles per hour with highs in the mid-70s. Clear skies tonight. Our lows will bottom out in the mid-50s. Monday looking much like Sunday. Sunny skies and mid-70s.
Right now it's 55.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th, presented by 540 WAUK and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, civic media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Michael Sozan, Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to discuss Trump's attacks on democracy. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Music of the Star. Hey, good morning. It's still dark out there, but let the light shine in. I don't know what that means. I'm Lou Regani on the Music of the Star. For the week before Halloween, nighttime, it's kind of a scary time, even for adults. Well, it's not just fiction or movie horror. It could be like issues with family and work. And it seems urgent, overwhelming. But then the middle of the night, bad thoughts. Some people don't want to go back to sleep. So you turn on your radio. Maybe some cheerful songs. The kind we play here on WRJN. Or a bright Hollywood musical with people like Mitzi Gaynor. I will hear more from Mitzi later. So that eliminates your bad thoughts, but also eliminates the sleep. Why do things seem so bad at night? Well, because it's dark outside, that's why. Human beings are vulnerable at night. Your fears, anxieties, ruminations during those nighttime hours. We're on high alert at night. Disordered sleep. Anxiety, depression. Medications. The Music of the Stars. Stick around. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Say we're approaching our first anniversary. On the Music of the Stars, it began over WRJN on November 5th of last year, 2023. And today, the music of the night. And next week, our Halloween spooktacular, may I say that?
The night holds no fear for the lover, for one with a love of the night holds no fear for the lover, so love me and be mine alone. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me, come be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. The night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the love. Love me, and we'll dream through the years. Be mine, dear, and you. That night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the lover. Love me, and we'll dream through the years. Love me.
That's Margaret Whiting. The music of the stars. Notice how dark it's gotten lately. This hour. Thank you. 1986. So many awards. The Olivier Award that year, and 2 years later, the Tony, Best Musical. Michael Crawford got the Olivier Award. The Music of the Night from The Phantom of the Opera.
I can just about get through the day, but the night makes me nervous. Not for any reason, except maybe that it catches you unaware and follows you the way a woman follows when she wants something. I've been in every kind of night, so I shouldn't be afraid of darkness. But for some reason, the night makes me nervous.
This is from Young at Heart, Doris Day, Frank Sinatra, 1954, The Music of the Stars.
Soft as the starlight in the sky, soft as the pillow on which I lie, warm is the glow from the moon above, warm is my heart that is filled with love, love that only you can bring, love as soft and warm as spring. My heart knows the reason why I feel soft as the starlit sky. Dreams become reality, darling. So I'll dream of you and sigh, soft as starlight in the sky, soft as the starlight in the sky.
Joe Lubin wrote that. Joe Lubin did some really nice things about night music. Let me play you one in just a moment. This is Vic DeMolle.
Serenade in the night, 'neath a fair lady's window, just the same serenade that I tenderly played on a night long ago. There were stars in the sky, and I sang neath the roses, but she gave not a sign that she'd ever be mine. And my love story closes. Oh, why must the south wind be bringing it? Oh, why must my heart keep on singing it? Serenade in the night. From the past comes to haunt me when I hear that refrain. Oh, my heart aches again for that lost love of mine. Just the same serenade that I tenderly played on a night long ago. But she gave not a sign that she'd ever be mine, and my love story closes. Oh, why must the south wind be bringing it? Oh, why must my heart keep on singing? Serenade in the night. From the past comes to haunt me when I hear that refrain. Oh, my heart aches again for that lost love of mine.
Vic Damone and Glenn Osser's orchestra. Glenn from Munising, Michigan. Oh, yeah, the Joe Lubin music for One Step Beyond. Remember John Newland? He could really deliver a line on television. We're going back to 1958. And the music of the stars until high noon today. But I wanted to reiterate something I said. We're cut off sometime by some ball game or another this year. And this time of the year, Green Bay Packers football, which we carry. And they have pregame announcements starting at 10 Central. But in the meantime, we continue on at civicmedia.us. Also, may I suggest downloading the Civic Media app. The music of Joe Lubin.
The amazing drama you're about to see is a matter of human record. You may believe it or not, but the real people who lived this story, they believe it. They know. They took that one step beyond.
Alcoa presents a new and unusual kind of television program that takes you just beyond the world in which you live.
Uh-huh.
was Peggy Lee.
The night holds no fear for the lover, for one with a love of his own. The night holds no fear for the lover, so love me and be mine alone. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Come, be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Soon the night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the lover. Be mine and we'll dream through the years. Hurry, darling, love me. Come, be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Soon the night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the lover. Love me and we'll dream through the years. Ah, ah.
For most of human history, nighttime was not a time to relax and watch TV. It was a time to be afraid. No artificial light, no police, nowhere to hide. People in the past feared everything, from ghosts and vampires to highway robbers and home invasion. Even being eaten alive.
Long night, it's a long night, my friend. The barrooms and the back streets dead end. Sometimes I thought sunrise and good times in the air. It was just another big town with midnight's neon glare. Long night, it's a long night, I know.
the bus rides and the no. I've seen what the street corners do to things like love and dreams. Seen what the bottle can do to a man with his hopes and his schemes. A long night, what a long night it has been. The wheelers and the dealers, they win. I've tasted the 90-proof gin and chased it away with the blues. I rarely paid debts that I owed, but I sure have paid my dues. No daylight, just a long for me.
It's Frank with Gordon Jenkins' great orchestra. Sometimes you wake up with a song stuck in your head. It means an angel sang you to sleep. May you fall asleep in the arms of a beautiful dream.
Music of the night.
Close.
darkness of the music
The music of the stars on WRJN.
Michael Crawford, along with Barbara Streisand. Andrew Lloyd Webber did music and lyrics, but so did Charles Hart and Richard Stilgoe. Andrew Price Jackman leads the orchestra from The Phantom of the Opera. The music of the night, indeed. Next week, our Halloween show, 7 until high noon Central Daylight Time. Here's Gordon Jenkins with Night Dreams.
Have you known Dr. Markman?
I have breakfast ready at 9.
No, I've never met him.
I don't stay after 6, not after it begins to get dark.
My only contact with him has been our correspondence about the, quote, experiment, unquote.
I leave before the dark comes, so there won't be anyone around if you need help.
No one can hear you if you scream in the night. Isn't that so, Mrs. Dudley?
No one lives any nearer than town. No one will come any nearer than that. In the night. In the dark.
But before nightfall, tune in to WRJN weekdays during the 9 o'clock hour for Cindy Huber's Artist of Record. Now, you'll hear a song by the Artist of Record. That'll be between 9 and 2, and you should be caller number 5. You'll win a vinyl album from that artist. Thanks to Time and Again, Music and More. And they're in Sturtevant, Wisconsin, your go-to for vinyl treasures and much more. A great record shop. Listen and call and win with our Cindy Huber's Artist of Record program. That's local news, timeless hits, vinyl treasures from Time and Again and WRJN. Yes, next week, our Halloween program on the Music of the Stars. Same time. What time is that, you say? 7 until high noon central. And all over the world at civicmedia.us. And here's Joe Stafford.
It's you who must belong to me, and through.
Weston and his orchestra with Joe Stafford. This is from Come to the Stable. And Dinah Shore.
Through a long and sleepless night, I whispered your name. Through a long and sleepless night, of who is to blame? Can't help but wonder if you're lonely too, as I lie there and toss about, so at a loss about you. How I wish my heart would leave my memories alone. Why must I redream, relive the joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till then, in tick-tock silence, I'll beg my heart to weep less, all through an oh so long and sleepless night. Leave my memories alone. Why must I redream, relive the joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see. Beg my heart to weep less, all through an oh so long and sleepless night.
All night, all night, all night so long,
all through a long and sleepless.
Music of the Stars, that's Mac Gordon and Alfred Newman's great music. On the Music of the Stars, here's Jack Jones, the music of the night.
Long ago last night, you said you love me. Stars were in my eyes till dawn, but that was long ago last night, and now the stars have flown. I guess we should have known, like shadows in a shattered glass, love and beauty pass. Only yesterday, to April lovers, together, hand in glove, we were then sure of love. Way back when,
in the hush of night. I love you, then it seemed so right. But that was long ago, very long ago, last night. Together, hand in glove, we were then sure of love. Way back when, in the hush of night, I love you. That was long ago, very long ago, last night. They
don't get any better than Jack Jones. The music of the night. Next week, our Halloween show. Stand by for news. I'm Lou Regani and the Music of the Star. I'll be right back. 4 more hours of the Music of the Star.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.